The Broadway musical Rent, a rock opera based on Puccini's La Bohème, has become a huge hit. The show, about struggling artists in New York's East Village, has generated a cast album and the film rights have been sold. But the dramaturge who helped shape the play has sued the estate of Rent's creator, the late Jonathan Larson, saying that she actually co-wrote the musical and deserves a share of the profits. From New York, NPR's Melissa Block has our report.
Longtime dramaturge Lynn Thompson worked with Jonathan Larson for about 9 months, revising Rent before its off-Broadway premiere. She says together they revamped the musical completely. Her contributions, she says, were massive. Plot, structure, characters, as well as many lines in the show.
Joanne's I Love Margins and Discipline, that was absolutely for me. I make lists in my sleep.
It won't work. I look before I leave. I love margins and discipline. I make lists in my sleep, baby. What's my sin?
For her work, Lynn Thompson received $2,000 from the nonprofit New York Theater Workshop. When the show moved to Broadway, she got $10,000 plus a $50 a week royalty. Creator Jonathan Larson died suddenly of an aortic aneurysm at age 35, just before the show's premiere. Lynn Thompson says it was always Larson's intention to compensate her.
He was a man of great honor, and he was a man who kept his word. Having lived in poverty for as many years as he did, and resenting it, I mean, he hated it. And that's part of what I'm fighting here is what he had to live through for 10 years, is he worked for all those years, and nobody paid him.
Thompson is suing for 16% of the Larson family's profits from Rent, revenues which by some estimates could reach $250 million. The Larson estate has made Thompson two offers of compensation that she's turned down. Jay Harris, the attorney representing the Larson estate, says Lynn Thompson was never a co-author, but served just as an editor might serve a novelist.
The family feels strongly that if Jonathan were alive and could himself describe this relationship and what his intentions were, this lawsuit, which the family will vigorously contest, could never have been brought.
The lawsuit has the theater world buzzing, and it's brought the role of the dramaturge to the forefront. That role is loosely defined. Some theaters hire a dramaturge to do historical research, bring in new plays, or to work with a playwright on a script. And that's where the lines get blurry. Shelby Jiggetts was the dramaturge for Bring In DeNoy's Bring In DeFunk at New York's Public Theater. When the show moved to Broadway and became a smash, she negotiated to get a share of the profits because, she says, her work fundamentally defined the show. And she says Lynn Thompson's lawsuit could help clarify the role and the rights of the dramaturge.
Not a lot of people know what it is. I mean, my own mother doesn't know what it is. So I think it was time for the profession to make a leap, and I think what she's doing it for the profession as much as she's doing it for herself.
But Jiggetts says there is a fear that the lawsuit could have a chilling effect, stifling the intense collaboration between dramaturge and playwright. Jack Viertel is creative director with New York's Jujamcyn Theaters and has worked as a dramaturge. He says that creative partnership is vital and shouldn't be reined in.
You can virtually by accident ask a question that sets off a little bomb in somebody's mind and causes that person to write or reconceive a whole section of a show. And I'd hate to be in a situation where a writer said, don't talk to me. If you have any ideas, don't tell them to me, because then you'll sue me.
Lynn Thompson says it's pained her to bring this lawsuit, but she says her fight represents what Rent is all about.
Rent is about community and people taking care of each other and acknowledging each other. And what's happened to me is, we don't have to, so we won't. Well, we're saying, yeah, you have to, because it's right, morally right. It is ethically right.
The fate of Thompson's lawsuit, though, will hinge on the law, on copyrights and work agreements and what's in writing. After Jonathan Larson's death, Rent went on to win the Pulitzer Prize, as well as 4 Tony Awards. The irony is, what began as a low-budget, downtown, bohemian production about people with no money has become a pie big enough that many people want a slice. I'm Melissa Block in New York.
How can you generate heat when you can't feel your feet and they're turning blue? You light up a mean blaze
with posters,
screenplays.